it looks like the temperatures out there are rather balmy across portions of the Midwest. That's in response to a new storm system out in the southern plains that's working its way into our region. We expect to see that the precipitation from this will work its way across the lower parts of the Midwest during the course of the day today and into the day tomorrow for a little while. This is not a well-organized storm system. It is expected to come across the region with very little fanfare, very little threat of worsening flood conditions across the region. In fact, most areas are just not going to see that much in the way of significant precipitation. A trace upwards to maybe a couple of tenths of an inch of moisture will be about the majority of the kind of amounts we'll see from the system. On radar right now, we do have rain occurring across portions of Kentucky, the far southernmost sections of Indiana, as well as southeasternmost parts of Illinois, and then another area of showers occurring at this hour across parts of eastern Kansas and northern Missouri, and we expect the two areas to continue working their way eastward and expanding somewhat through the day today. Once this precipitation event gets out of the way, we'll have a quick day or two of drier conditions across a big part of the region. There is a cold air mass, though, that will be pushing into the Midwest as we go into the day on Saturday and on into Sunday. The frontal system itself will come into the region with very little moisture, and so we'll just notice the wind switching around to the north and it getting a little bit on the nippy side across the region. And as the frontal system works its way finally to the southernmost parts of the Midwest, we'll start to see a weak little low-pressure system form along the frontal boundary back in the plains. And that frontal system and the low-pressure center associated with it will work its way back to the east as we get into the early part of next week, setting the stage for another opportunity for precipitation. Probably the most important news potential here is for a significant low-pressure system to possibly develop in the northern plains early next week and work its way through the upper Midwest as we go to midweek next week. Now, of course, we're talking about something that's almost a week away. We have to be very cautious about it, but the computer forecast models have been somewhat consistent about this event in the last two or three days. If it occurs, we'll see some relief finally occurring across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and portions of Iowa, even Wisconsin, as the system comes across the region. I'm a little bit of a pessimist here, so we want to be cautious with the system. I think there's still potential for it to weaken quite a bit before it reaches these areas. And again, it's a system that will occur during midweek next week, so plenty of opportunity for change. In the meantime, our temperatures across the region today will be mostly in the 40s and lower 50s, and we'll likely see a little bit of a warm-up trying to occur tomorrow. Not likely to have a huge impact on the region, but we will see temperatures tomorrow afternoon working their way into the upper 40s and 50s in the northern parts of the Midwest and 50s and lower 60s in the south. Saturday will continue to be very warm in the south with areas from Missouri into southern Ohio and Kentucky in the 60s and lower 70s. Enjoy it while you can. So turn right around and cool things back down again as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. Monday will only be in the 30s and 40s in the northern parts of the Midwest and 40s to near 50 in the south. Our lowest temperatures at night, once we're in the cold air, will be back in teens and 20s in the northern areas and 20s and 30s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.